This podcast of The Business is a production of KCRW Santa Monica at 89.9 FM, webcast at kcrw.com, and distributed by NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Visa, offering the Visa Signature Card, featuring concierge services for travel, dining, and entertainment at visasignature.com.
From KCRW in Santa Monica, I'm Claude Brodesser-Ackner, and this is The Business.
So you still want to do the show business? You think that you got what it takes? I mean, you really gotta rap and be all that. But prepare yourself for the breaks. Check it out.
This week on The Business, the Swifty Lazar of Kids Agents shares horror stories about mafia moms, Clearasil crises, and casting for the role of the chubby kid. Then, what it really means when your child wants to be a star. And finally, all scripts are not created equal. So, why do they all look alike? But first, it's the Hollywood News Caravan. Forget that lunch at the Ivy. It's The Business from NPR. It was a week where politics and art collided. The venerable crime drama Law & Order has been under financial scrutiny by NBC. And one of its two Law & Order spinoffs might even face execution. NBC executives were sequestered last week, but reports leaked in the trades saying that producer Dick Wolf could slash talent costs on the shows by eliminating some veteran actors. Perhaps sensing that the axe was falling, former United States Senator Fred Thompson, who plays D.A. Arthur Branch on the original Law & Order, announced he was considering a run for president. Hey, you know, if the acting thing doesn't work out, it's always good to have something practical to fall back on. Like being the leader of the free world. Speaking of leading the free world, the militaristic metaphor of a movie, 300, shattered March box office records and continued brisk business all last week. But increasingly, Zack Snyder's story of the clash between ancient Persians and Spartans is also sparking conflict throughout the modern Middle East. First, actual Persians objected, and strenuously. A cultural advisor to Iran's president excoriated the film as being, quote, part of a comprehensive U.S. psychological warfare aimed at Iranian culture, end quote. And an Iranian newspaper carried the headline, Hollywood declares war on Iranians. Meanwhile, in related Middle East news, Israel's entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest has been approved by the competition's judges, despite references to Iran's nuclear program. The song, Push the Button, by musical group T-Pax, was deemed generally appropriate by a Eurovision spokesperson. Earlier this month, contest officials had said the song, which refers to, quote, demonic rulers, and contains a lyric that says, quote, he's gonna blow us up to kingdom come, end quote, could be banned. The T-Pax deny the song is about Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, claiming it's really about another fellow named Ahmoud Mahadinejad. See what they did there? Finally, in news that is not so much political as politically correct, 70 years after Snow White, Disney announced it was releasing its first film with a black princess, one who lives in the French Quarter of New Orleans. The film's unfortunate title? The Frog Princess. Unfortunate, given that frog is a favorite derogatory nickname for the French. We're eagerly awaiting a firestorm of protest. In 1993, Disney rolled out its first non-white princess in its animated version of Aladdin, and promptly met with anger from Muslims and Arabs who said the film was racist in its depiction of the Middle East. One Aladdin lyric went, and forgive my singing, I come from a land from a faraway place where the caravan camels roam, where they cut off your ear if they don't like your face. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home. That lyric was later removed. And that's the Hollywood News Caravan. Coming up later, a close-up look at Stagis Monicus. But next, the talent agent to the pubescent. It may come as a surprise to you that there are agents just for kid actors. Now, these aren't necessarily the agents to kid stars like Dakota Fanning. These are the agents that haunt junior high musicals looking for new talent. These are the agents that know the specialized labor laws and pay regulations that apply to the stars of shows like Hannah Montana. And these are the agents that deal with that unique Hollywood creature, the stage mom. Bonnie Leitke is the Swifty Lazar of kids' agents. She was a partner at a firm called TalentWorks for 20 years, where she discovered stars-to-be like Leonardo DiCaprio and Hilary Swank. she recently started her own firm with former TalentWorks agent Thor Bradwell. We visited their new Sunset Boulevard offices to talk about the very special business of finding and representing new young talent. Inevitably, we got to talking about stage moms. Bonnie Leitke says that no matter what their reputation is, the reality can be worse.
A mom will actually think that sexual advances towards the director will get the job for the daughter, and it's made the director feel uncomfortable and have lost the job and have had to pull them off. You know, it's not only just the moms, it's fathers too. I mean, I remember having a father in particular who's now since come around, interesting enough, and he was one of the meanest fathers I'd ever dealt with, and he was abusive to everybody from the director to the producer. At one point, they had made him where he'd have to stay in the dressing room, but then finally they did say he had to leave altogether.
How do you negotiate that? I mean, is the child the client? Or is it the child and the parents who are the client?
I mean, it comes down to both. I mean, it's a minor. They can't just drive themselves to a set. You know, mom or dad has to be there. I mean, you do end up with two people on that set, like it or not.
In the spring, hundreds, maybe thousands of kids and their moms, and sometimes the whole family, descend upon L.A. for TV pilot season. A lot of them end up staying at the Oakwood Corporate Apartments in the San Fernando Valley. Not only are the Oakwood Apartments located near the Universal, Warner Brothers, and Disney studios, they're completely furnished. They even offer professional studio tutoring services, acting classes, and a bazaar of other support services like headshots and diction tapes. But kids agent Bonnie Leitke says that having all those mini thespians and their stage moms packed together makes for what she calls a breeding ground for evilness.
Our biggest complaint up there would be what we call the mafia moms. The mafia moms are the worst of their kind. They are the moms that sabotage the newbies. They are the ones that go for the jugular.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, yeah. They're the ones that basically sit out by the swimming pool or the jacuzzi, and they know how to sabotage. So, for instance, I come in from Iowa. It's my first pilot season in town. Perhaps I've saved all year long to bring my little Max for pilot season. And, you know, I let them know that Max has an audition for the middles. And he's so excited that he's going in on this pilot for NBC tomorrow. Well, they gang up on me and they tell, first off, they go for little Max. And they tell little Max, well, Max, you're too skinny, you're too chubby, you're too blonde, you're too blue. You know, my son's already going to see the producers. He's been our friend forever. We went skiing with them last week. They told us they wrote the part for him. Why do you think you have a shot at this? So that's what they've done to the little boy. Then they come after the mom, and then they sabotage the entire situation with that. Well, you know, we have every in on that role. Why would you even bother going in on that? This is the biggest waste of time. You know, they literally have come up with every line in the book to sabotage you going on that audition. And they have completely screwed and messed with your mind so much that by the time you're trying to go to sleep that evening prior to the audition, you're just a mess. I mean, you need a Valium or a Xanax at that point to just calm down.
And nine-year-old Max is having his first Valium.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I'm, as the agent, trying to talk them out of the tree at this point, and it's almost useless. I mean, for the people who've been here and who are seasoned, 3 years, it's different. They get it. You know, they understand it. And at least they're savvy enough to say, you know, we go to the movies, we go to City Walk, we stay away from these idiots. But the ones who are brand new, they think that they're actually befriending and maybe they're getting some information that they can use. And you've got your extra mean mommies that are just so evil. Sadly enough, managers go up there too and do the same thing.
Every couple years, we hear about an underage star in a fight with their parents over their finances or their freedom. A few years ago, for instance, Nickelodeon star Amanda Bynes threw a fit, like only a 16-year-old can, saying her parents were treating her like, totally like a child. But unlike the average petulant teen, Bynes could afford to hire a lawyer, and soon served her parents with court papers seeking emancipation, which was ultimately denied. While Bynes ultimately reconciled with her parents, Mom and Dad fired all of her agents, managers, and lawyers for not warning them. Less newsworthy but more common, emancipation is simply a business decision to skirt the labor laws that apply to child actors. Minors can only work a certain number of hours a day and no later than 12:30 in the morning. And they have to be accompanied by a legal guardian and a studio teacher on set at all times.
I usually recommend that they don't emancipate. Many have done it, regardless of what my feelings were on it. Usually in that situation, the parents actually are asking to do it. I don't know. I see it go bad. I mean, I have seen it go bad.
And what happens?
Well, you have to have a standalone situation. I mean, they believe that emancipation, that you can go and have your own home, pay your own bills, and be self-sufficient. At 15, I mean, I don't buy it.
Does the business apply pressure to young actors who have found success to emancipate, to say, look, you don't need to go to school, you don't need to have a certain amount of hours? Is that pressure intense?
Yes. They would prefer to hire emancipated child. So yes, the pressure is huge.
The issue of weight is just as problematic for kids as it is for grown-up actors, only even more gross. Kids are constantly being warned to watch their weight, even if you and I would describe them as skinny. Except, of course, if you've got the look for a specialty role.
I do send the overweight children out for the overweight roles. Yes, we do.
Hold on. You're blowing my mind here.
Oh, yes.
So there are overweight roles.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
So there's a business in fat.
Oh,
you
got to
tell me all about
100%.
This. I want to know everything.
100%.
Explain.
I probably could find you roles on Breakdowns right now and show you character descriptions that are called the chubby girl or the overweight girl.
And kids are...
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay,
if you go on IMDb right now, I'm actually thinking of a particular client I have that I actually pulled up yesterday just to look at what was listed on her IMDb page. And she had, I want to say it was Chubby Girl. And I thought, how odd that they didn't end up giving her a character name, Judy or Susie or something. And granted, she's not even that chubby. She's 5 pounds, maybe. I wouldn't even call her chubby in my eyes. And they listed her as the chubby girl.
Bonnie Leitke has dealt with every kind of issue for her kids and their crazy stage parents. From an adult actor hitting on her teen client to figuring out deals with the big agencies when her clients get big. Leitke is already sharing One Tree Hill star Chad Michael Murray with the giant creative artist agency. And she just delivered CAA another big client, High School Musical star Zac Efron. But the biggest problem she and her clients face is not their deal points. Rather, puberty.
You know, the typical, I've got girls who bind themselves with the breasts. They're, you know, always trying to make sure that it looks like, you know, they're flat. And, you know, I mean, everything from acne, I'm constantly dealing with that. You know, I've deals with many different local places who will help out when, you know, crunch time comes, when I'm trying to help out with a lot of my young actors with acne. And
I need an emergency kelp wrap.
Emergency. I'm talking this after, like, you know, in the afternoon. Can
we
they
need
come
to
over?
Diffuse.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. This is it.
Oh, yeah.
It can blow the whole energy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's probably my biggest thing is acne, I would say. I have lots of clothing companies call up and offer, you know, clothing and stuff. That's not – it's the acne.
If you offer – Clearasil.
That's it.
We've got something to talk
about.
That
is really the big priority, especially a lot of the actors who come off sets and, you know, leaving with all the makeup on. I mean, oh, the young men, oh, they have such a struggle with it.
That's Bonnie Leitke, the CEO of Leitke Bradwell & Associates, and one of the biggest names representing little actors. For all her run-ins with crazy stage moms and dads, she still has a lot of sympathy for the parents of kid actors. Whatever their motivation, they basically have to give up their own lives to support their kids' careers. Take, for instance, Kay Hand. She's the banker, the teacher, the driver, and the cheerleading squad for her 14-year-old daughter, singer, comedian, and actress Ashley Ann Michaels. They came to L.A. saying they'd give it 2 years. 2 years ago. Luckily, Ashley's just landed her first real role, the lead in the indie film Tween. Here, she interrogates her mom's new dentist boyfriend.
So you guys having sex yet?
Mari, enough.
It's pretty easy, you know. I mean, if you haven't gotten it yet, it's probably because you're gay. Are you gay, Francis?
Mara, you may be excused.
I didn't ask to be excused. So, Francis, I saw the show about a dentist who felt up his patients while they were under anesthesia. Have you ever done that?
Kay Hand, welcome to the business.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit, if you would, just how you became a stage mom.
Well, my daughter was 7 at the time and went to the state fair with another family, and someone had a booth saying, how would you like to be on a Nickelodeon or Disney commercial? The parent who had taken her to the fair signed her up. She didn't end up getting a commercial, but it did start her on the path of taking acting lessons, voice lessons, which I knew she wanted to do for a couple years already.
Even before the state fair.
She had been doing theater in her elementary school.
So this begins to coalesce into the sort of thing where you think, we're going to have to leave. We should point out Nevada is your home right now.
Reno.
And make a few jaunts to sunny California. Tell me about how you made that decision.
She started taking acting lessons, and the owner of the establishment said, well, we do have people from Los Angeles, agents, managers, come here looking for talent. Within a month, there were people wanting to represent her. At that point, she had just turned 8, and we...
You've been listening to KCRW's The Business. KCRW offers more than 20 podcasts, including The Treatment, a weekly conversation with some of the most influential and innovative people in movies and popular entertainment, hosted by film critic Elvis Mitchell. Check out the podcast of The Treatment at kcrw.com.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.